Hi, this is Lil Looks at the World. I made this podcast because I want to talk about my perspective on things and my opinions. And I got this idea from listening to podcasts before. I want to put myself out there, and I want to put my ideas and what I believe in out there because, you know, we as Americans have that right to do that, and I want to exercise that right. So here I am making a podcast, and yes, I am 17 years old. I'm still a baby, and I have one more year of high school. But I'm going to show you things from my perspective, from a young adult's perspective, and I don't know everything, but I do know a good bit, and I've matured and grown up, and that's all thanks to my family and my loved ones. But yeah, we're gonna jump right into it. My idea for this podcast is that I want to take it in one take. I don't want to like re-record it when I mess up. I want it to all be raw and just good, if that makes sense. I just want it to be good. Okay, so today's topic is sexuality. I know it's a hard topic, and people get antsy around it, and people don't like to talk about it. So I want to talk about it. So like, what is sexuality? How do we define it? Sexuality is a person's sexual orientation or preference. And also, if you think about it, it could also be a capacity for sexual feelings. So a person's sexual orientation or preference, as in like, you could be straight, bisexual, pansexual, homosexual, anything. And, you know, sexuality to me always changes. Like, there's always, you know, when I was a little bit younger, I didn't know about sexuality. I didn't know about gays or anything because my parents kept it from me. They were trying to shelter me, but they can't keep it away from me. You know, it's just like, it always changes. It's always here. It's always been here. You know, it's not a thing that just started. It's always been here, but people are actually like coming out and speaking about it and, you know, talking about their sexual preferences and, you know, their sexual feelings. But what I can say is that, again, sexuality always changes. Like, growing up, when I first figured out about it, I only knew about gay, like guy on guy, like gay. I didn't even know about lesbians. I didn't know about anything. I didn't know about transsexuals. I didn't even know what that was, you know? There's so many different, you know, sexual feelings and sexual orientation. And I think what people need to understand is the first thing is that it's not a choice. It's not always a choice. It's just you, you know, and for people to say, be yourself, and that is yourself, then you should be that. So sexuality, it covers a broad spectrum, and it's very, very personal. It goes very deep, you know. It's not just, you know, I'm attracted to men. It's not that easy. There's more of a deeper connection with that. And it's all about understanding the sexual feelings and attractions we feel towards each other or other people. And, bottom line is that it doesn't always have to do with who we want to have sex with. Like, that's not always the motive. Like I said, it's a deeper meaning. It doesn't just go, you know, I like this and I like this, so I want to be sexual with this person. It's not always, again, it's not a choice. It's just how it goes. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but you know, being gay used to be considered a disorder, and it was actually in a psychology book, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. It used to be in there. And they had a whole section about it, and they classified the mental disorder. I don't know what they actually said about it, but, you know, they had electric shock therapy, and they even started experimenting on rats and making the rats orgasm over and over again throughout the day. And then they started to do these experiments on men, and they made the men masturbate to straight porn to turn them straight. And I mean, eventually, I think one of the subjects did turn straight in quotation marks, because you never know. And it's not just a sexual thing. Again, it's not just, you know, whoever you masturbate to. It's deeper than that. It's way deeper than that. Sexuality is more than just orgasms and who we want to be with sexually. It's psychological. It really is. It's not a disorder. 100% is not a disorder. And I believe that it's not. And I grew up in a very religious house. And, you know, my mom, she's coming around. But, you know, she's the one that hid me from gay people. Like, did not want me to know. Which is insane, because they're people too. Their choices are just different. Their sexual preferences are just different. What does that have to do with sheltering a child from that? You know, what harm is that going to do to a child? But in her religious beliefs, you know, that's just kind of what she believed in. And so it's hard, you know, trying to explain to her that it's not really a psychological disorder, even though she believes it kind of is. She's like, you know, why would God do this? Because sometimes it's not a choice, and she's starting to understand that, you know, it's not a choice. It's not always a choice. So it's hard. It's very hard, and it's hard to have that talk with your parents, especially if you are. That's insane to even think about. I've heard of people doing it. I couldn't even think about doing that. You know, if that was my case, I couldn't think about doing that, you know, to put yourself out there that way. It's rough. I was talking to this kid the other day, and I don't know how we got to the point. We were just having a deep talk. I'd never met him before. But we were talking about sexuality, and he was saying how he couldn't stand to see gays. Like, just the thought of them disgusted him. And he said, you know, as long as they don't mess with me, as long as I don't see them, you know, being overdramatic or being in my face, or see them like portray anything gay, which is also very stereotypical, to say, you know, you're acting gay, you're acting like a gay guy. Like, that's very stereotypical. But he said that grosses him out, which I thought that was very interesting. He just up and said that. And I said, yeah. I didn't want to argue with him, so I said, yeah. And then I said, I was trying to give him an example, you know, try to relate. So I'm like, yeah, because you wouldn't want, you know, school having, you know, religious things set in the curriculum, or you wouldn't want them praying because, you know, that can make you uncomfortable. He's like, no, I agree with that. And I'm like, okay, but I'm trying to relate to you here, you know, give you an example. And he just dismissed that. And I'm like, okay, so if it's okay to have your religious views and put it in other people's faces, it's not okay to have, you know, your sexual preferences, or, again, it's not a choice, but just the way you work, you can't be you, because it disgusts other people. And what if religion disgusts other people? You know, if we're all trying to make everybody happy, we can't do that. So it was just interesting, you know, hearing him talk, and I couldn't believe he was that open to me, because, it's just insane. I grew up with very religious parents, and I never was around gay people, really, because, you know, they sheltered me from them. There was always just, like, those few people where my mom would be like, okay, come this way, you know, like, but my mom never was really that gross, but I'm sure my dad was. It's always the guys. I don't understand that. You know, they think lesbians are hot, but then when it comes to gay guys, they're just like dismissive. Because they're like, ew, that's gross, you know, guy on guy, ugh. But then they, you know what they do. You get me. Being a teenage girl, I know they talk about it all the time. And it's not fair, you know? That's, they're being dismissive to themselves. I mean, it is their gender. But I don't understand why they prefer, you know, girls being lesbian than guys being gay. I don't know how that's more disgusting. And also another thing my parents always said was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. They were those types of people. And my grandparents are even worse. You know, they're insanely religious. And I'm religious to a point. You know, I don't practice as much as they would, but you know, I'm still there. And but I don't believe that you should degrade other people. That being with sexuality, I don't think you should degrade people and hurt people and just emotionally abuse them and call them names because of their preference, you know, something they were born with, something they've always known. That's not fair. You know, like, I wish we were all just one happy world that could all get along, but that's not how it is. So we just got to get along together, or at least try to, until we get, you know, that world peace. That's definitely a thing. I'm using sarcasm here because nobody will ever be happy. Everybody's always so tense and one thing gets on their nerves. It was so funny. One of my friends was like, you know, I hate how they do that. You know, just they say one thing and it just sets everybody off. They just go crazy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you do that. And of course I didn't say that to them, but they do that all the time. Like, they'll get overdramatic about something little, like sexuality. And then when something happens to them, they're like, oh, you know, it's crazy. It's just like one little thing will like throw them off. It's crazy. But I'm going to end this here. I don't know really how this works. It's 12 minutes now. I'll talk about my podcast really quick because I want to do a 15-minute session. So what I'm thinking about doing for this is just kind of like taking 15 minutes, I guess, maybe every, like once a week, and just sitting down and talking about a topic and talking about my beliefs. I don't expect you to believe them. I just want to put them out there. I don't want any backlash, you know, we're all here just to express ourselves, you know, like just what we think and what we believe. And again, if you want to make an excuse, just say I'm 17 years old and I don't know what I'm talking about. So that's your best bet, you know, just call me young and stupid. Call me dumb. I don't care because I am adolescent and I am a little stupid at times, but I do believe what I believe in and I'm very stubborn in that sense. I'm not stubborn with anything else, but when I am set in my ways, I am set in my ways. And I'm not trying to force my beliefs on anybody else. I'm not trying to, you know, make you believe what I believe. I'm not trying to force anything like that on you. I just wanted somebody to listen to something. If they agree with me, they agree with me. Great, keep listening, you know? I mean, everybody's views are not always going to be the same. That's not how our world works, and it's never going to work. With all of us liking the same thing, that's just not, you know, world peace is, it's never going to be a thing. I wish it was, but so you enjoy it or you don't. Don't leave any nasty, you know, comments. I don't even know if you can comment on this thing. I'm just making stuff up. Like, I don't know. I just started this app and I'm freaking out. I've always wanted to start a podcast. I've been listening to the Joe Rogan podcast. Amazing. He had so many people, like Killer Mike, and he had Mike Tyson, like a bunch of people that I love. And I love him talking about his views of the world and exercising his amendments. So I wanted to do that on here. So keep listening, and I hope you like it, and don't hate me too much. This is Lil Sees the World Something. I don't know. I just made it. All right, bye.